From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis that is affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rohingya area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
Tillerson's comments came after a report from the human rights activist group Amnesty International, in which Myanmar security forces are accused of carrying out a systemic purge of the Rohingya people. The report is based on interviews with more than 100 refugees. It said security forces shot hundreds of Rohingya who were trying to flee their villages and burned to death the elderly and sick who were too weak to flee. In some villages, security forces also raped or sexually assaulted women and girls, the report said. Tillerson said someone is going to be held to account for the atrocities. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The demonstrators went to the soccer stadium where the president and other leaders joined them. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both opportunity and challenge. He spoke at the opening of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress on Wednesday. He told the more than 2,000 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People that Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but he said the government would play a bigger role in managing state-owned firms. The head of Kenya's Electoral Commission had tough words for the country's politicians the day after one of his commissioners resigned and fled the country. The resignation casts further doubt on whether the commission can organize a credible rerun of the presidential election next week. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
The chairman of the Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Wafula Chebukati, spoke hours after one of his commissioners resigned and fled to the U.S.
Without critical changes in key secretariat staff, free, fair and credible elections will surely be compromised. I therefore call on the staff who have been adversely mentioned to step aside to allow this project team to function without interference.
Opposition candidate Raila Odinga has pulled out of the rerun, saying the IEBC has failed to remove the individuals responsible for the botched August 8 vote. Opposition protests demanding electoral reforms have turned violent, with three people killed this week. The Supreme Court nullified the results of the August presidential poll, saying the IEBC had not followed the constitution and electoral law. The ruling put Kenya on a tight deadline, with the constitution giving IEBC just 60 days to organize a fresh election. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
President Trump has denied making insensitive comments to the wife of an American soldier killed in Niger. He said he had proof that a Florida lawmaker fabricated a story, saying the president told the soldier's widow that her husband knew what he signed up for. A congresswoman from Florida who made the charge has rejected the president's statement. She says she has proof that her story is accurate. 1 month after Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, the basic necessities, food, water, and power are still in short supply on the island. A month after Maria, 82% of Americans in Puerto Rico have no power, 35% no water, according to a tweet from Congressman Don Beyer. That tweet aimed at President Trump on Wednesday, and he said, "And you, Mr. Trump, are still tweeting attacks at football players." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.